All right, 9.5 minutes from now, it is going to be 9 o'clock. Suzanne Simpson joining me here in the studio, one of our heirloom tomatoes. How are you doing?
I'm just great. It's really great to be here and to be with you and back at Cahem again.
5 years.
5 years.
Doing this, right?
Yep.
You're saying the heirloom tomatoes have been around so long now that you guys are sun-dried tomatoes.
Well, not quite yet. But we're getting there.
Right. And you'll get some fresh new tomatoes, too, right?
Someday, yes.
That's right. Well, you've got a big event coming up on Saturday during the farmer's market. Tell folks about that.
Yes. Well, for our 5th anniversary, we're going to be at the Arcata Farmer's Market this Saturday, June 8th. And it is to celebrate not only our 5th anniversary, but to ask people to come and help us contribute. We need $1,500 more dollars mm-hmm. to add to our farm fund that we support the Food for People
right.
and with St. Joe's Hospital. And we are close to 10,000, which we'd like to be
able
to
break.
That's the goal. That is the goal.
That's a great goal.
We could probably then have maybe 10 farmers, maybe 15 farmers contribute food. What happens is we give the money to Food for People, and they in turn hire local farmers to grow food for the Food for People food bank. There's a lot of F's in all of this.
That's right.
Anyway, we have been doing this for, I think it was 5 years now, uh-huh. maybe four,
uh-huh.
and it's been very, very successful, and we're contributing to the local community and by helping to fund these farmers.
That's right. It's farm to the food bank, right?
Absolutely.
It's a great thing. And getting fresh fruits and vegetables into the food bank is such a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, it
so
is.
So healthy.
And people love it, and at least they have the opportunity of not having to buy our local produce, which mm-hmm. is just fantastic.
Oh, God, yes, it is wonderful. I mean, any of us who participate in the local farmers' markets, there's such a bountiful harvest to choose from,
right.
And it really is wonderful to be able to do this program. Now, your goal was $10,000, which seems like a lofty goal, but you're really close to it.
We are, yes, and every year we've been able to contribute more to our food fund, and we thought, well, let's try for 10 this year. The community has been incredibly supportive, and we just cherish what they give us, and so we hope that people will turn out. And the other thing is that if you contribute $50,
right,
anybody that comes to the farmer's market and contributes $50, they will get a free locally delicious book or our new Lunchbox Envy book.
Both wonderful books, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic stuff. And there's also some kids' activities.
Yes, we have several. One thing we're going to do is Paul Gentoli donated a lot of beans for us, and we're going to have a little table where kids can come and plant beans in the little plastic containers and take them home and grow them and be able
How
to
cool.
see what it's like to grow. And then we'll have face painting. And, oh, yes, and then we have a giant tomato that kids can have their picture taken. They can poke their head through it and have
fun.
A tomato head.
Oh, so. Great. You can climb inside of it, huh?
Well, the head can poke through.
The head pokes through. Okay.
Yes, right.
A tomato head there, huh?
A tomato head, yeah.
Wow. so no one's wearing a tomato outfit. It's just a big tomato.
Hopefully not.
No. Okay. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. And there are more activities going on. I know there's a mural, but we're not talking about that quite yet because it's not all put together yet, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, well, but that is going to be a heck of a lot of fun as well. This is going from 10 until 1 during the Arcata Farmers Market, and you can be part of this thing. We're looking at only $1,500 left for that $10,000 goal. That's not much. And of course, for doing so, for contributing $50 or more, your choice of Locally Delicious or Lunchbox Envy, which are both really wonderful books. So we've talked about those on the show before. We've showcased them. We showcased them as they were being developed. And I think they're quite popular here on the North Coast.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're becoming quite popular in other places, too.
Yay! That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
So be part of this. Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
Well,
anything we've missed out on?
I don't think so. Well, there is one thing
yeah.
that we want to thank all of the people that have partnered with us over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. It has been incredible. Just Health and Human Services, North Coast, Humboldt County Office of Education, the Breast Art Project. I could go on and on. It's the North Coast Co-op. There's quite a long list, but we want to thank everybody for helping us.
Yes, and thanks to those of you who are going to be coming out to the Farmers Market this weekend and helping out with a donation of $50 or more to get us past that goal of $10,000, which will be really fantastic. All right, Suzanne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.